Welcome to the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit, your guide to feeling younger, reversing disease, and living better now. My name is Dr. Michael Murray, and I'm your host for today. And I'm thrilled to be here with Razzie Ann Berry today. Welcome, Razzie. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you, and I'm in great company with this summit. This is a fantastic group.
Well, thank you. And I think you have a fantastic story, and that's why I invited you to be a participant in the summit. And I know the viewers are just going to love you and love hearing your story. Razzie Berry is the host of the upcoming Natural Cancer Prevention Summit and publisher of the award-winning journal Naturopathic Doctor News and Review, the International Journal of Naturopathic Medicine, and preventive health resource Natural Path. Her personal journey from illness to health was the catalyst to a career in the field of naturopathic medicine. She has spent the last decade educating people to live healthier, more purposeful lives through publications that bring together leaders in natural and preventive medicine, as well as empowering millions of people to embrace the philosophy that prevention is the best cure. I know this is really an important topic, but before we get to your main portion of what we want to talk about today, Razzie, tell us a little bit about the NDNR, the Naturopathic Doctor News and Review.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Naturopathic Doctor News and Review, we also call it NDNR, is a journal for naturopathic doctors and their patients, but primarily it's for the profession of naturopathic medicine. And this year we celebrate our 10th year of publication. So that was quite a milestone for us. So it's an online resource and a print journal that goes to virtually every naturopathic physician in North America, the United States, and Canada every month. And we really talk about the science of natural medicine, but something that I feel is really important about NDNR and sets it apart from other resources is that it's largely a case report, case study format. And that is really important because, you know, life and medicine doesn't happen in a controlled environment. And randomized controlled trials are so important to science and helps us understand how nature works. But when doctors share their personal experience with patients and they share their anecdotal observations, it really helps to solidify the medicine and empower patients. And it helps the patients get the best care possible because every patient is treated differently, as you know,
yes.
Dr. Murray. So the case reports are based on different categories every month. So one month might be women's health, men's health. And so every issue really delves into not just the science, but the art of practicing medicine. So these are doctors in the getting dirty, right?
Yeah.
They're in there with the patient and
yeah.
they're you know, following scientific evidence, but they're also tweaking it and changing it and modifying it based on each patient's individual need. And that is where Naturopathic Doctor News and Review really helps the doctors learn and grow from each other. And in the end, it delivers better patient care.
And then the Natural Path, that's designed more for further empowering the patients, the consumers. It's a consumer vehicle, correct?
That's right. Yes, Natural Path is online resource only, and the website is thenatpath.com. And it's different from other websites out there because it is a collection of naturopathic doctors who are the experts in natural medicine, and they come together and share, you know, education, wisdom, insights, health tips, and cases as well, mostly best practices, how people can live the naturopathic lifestyle and really embody our number one message, which is prevention is the best cure.
I love it. And, you know, I love everything that you're doing. These vehicles are so important in moving doctors and also moving their patients. And I just think it's just fantastic how you came to this journey that you're on. And so with that, I'd just like to hear about how you came into this naturopathic medical realm and why you do what you do.
Okay, I would love to share that. So It started in my 20s. I was largely a healthy person. I did have some tendencies towards migraine headaches. I'm generally a very emotional person, which means I have a sensitive constitution, and I had some trouble with ovarian cysts. So there were some imbalances, but overall, I was healthy, I was active, exercising, running, and I was really embarking on a fantastic career. And then I started not feeling good. I developed this set of symptoms that were just debilitating. I had terrible body pain. I had daily migraines. I would get frequent sore throats. My menstrual cycle was irregular, and I was exhausted. I felt like a wind-up doll that was just slowly winding down. I didn't feel healthy. So when I would go to the doctor, you know, at first it was just like, well, maybe you have a cold, maybe you have a virus. They would do panels of testing. And, you know, in the broad way that allopathic medicine looks at what's normal, they didn't really find anything. So I would be, you know, given a prescription for a prophylactic antibiotic or sent to a specialist. So then I started seeing specialists, and the neurologist would look at my headache, and the GI doctor would look at my nausea, and a rheumatologist would look at my body pain. But they weren't able to fit it under those tight little boxes that they call a disease, right? The symptoms didn't match. And so they would just sort of scratch their head, and instead of seeing it as a failure on their part in need of further investigation, they would just tell me, well, there's nothing wrong with you. And I would be offered just medications
Wait a second. So you had debilitating issues with pain, headache, and frequent sore throats. I'm sure fatigue was a part of it too, and probably a lot of confusion, not really, you know, wondering what the heck's going on, reaching out and not getting answers. But yet they were telling you there wasn't anything wrong with you.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I mean, I started to second guess myself, but, you know, I listened to my body and listened to my intuition, and I knew that I had to find an answer because, I mean, I was so sick that at one point, I remember in the apartment I lived in at the time, I was in my early 20s, I crawled to the bathroom. I crawled across my bedroom to go to the bathroom. It was terrible. So the last specialist I went to, she had a little bit more compassion. She was a rheumatologist, but this is what she said to me. She said, honey, we will help you fill out your disability paperwork. Mm. And I think I was like 24 at the time, and I hadn't married, I hadn't started a family, and the last thing I wanted to do was to resign myself to this sentence of, you know, pain medications and a disability check. So I decided to do some research, and back then there wasn't as much information on the internet. There was no drmurray.com for me to go to. And so I read a lot, and I read about some diagnoses that weren't really respected or understood: adrenal fatigue, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. So I started researching that, and I wanted to find an alternative. Now, I was raised in a very allopathic lifestyle, and I really wasn't before really comfortable with alternative medicine. I thought science had all the answers, and anything else was just not really a doctor. But I was in pain. I mean, I had to take a leave of absence from work. I wasn't married. I had to support myself, so I had to get better. So it took me out of state. I found an alternative medicine provider. Things started to get better there. They at least listened to me. They at least believed me. But it didn't really completely resolve. And I had to go back home. I couldn't stay there. So it's when I came back home to find like continued care, that's when I found naturopathic medicine. And if I could have like a sound effect of angels, that is when everything really turned around. It was so different from anything I had ever experienced. I had someone spending time with me, asking questions that no one could ask me in a 7 to 12 minute office visit. You know, what has happened in your past? What was your childhood like? How do you sleep at night? What kind of work do you do? How are your relationships? What did you eat for breakfast? What did you eat for dinner last night? It was just, it was unbelievable to me. And that started the doctor as a detective, right? Started to search for the answers. And one question that had never crossed my mind was the doctor asked me if I had ever been exposed to any toxins. Well, I thought that was a weird question because, you know, I was a young woman. I was not a chemist. I didn't work in a factory or anything. So I thought, no. But it turns out I really had. I had a short career in the cosmetics industry, namely working for a fragrance company for men's cologne. So I was surrounded by toxins. Back then, you know, they listed, oh, this is citrus. This is a citrus scent. So in your mind, you think, oh, it has real citrus in it. Right? So we don't know. And then my career at the time when I got sick was in real estate in new home construction.
Yeah.
So can you imagine all of those toxins, right? I mean, carpet, paint, wood that has been treated with chemicals to prevent bugs, all sorts of solvents, dust. And then, you know, in the marketing aspect where I worked, there was a plug-in air freshener in every room, and they would spray more than once a month for pesticides. So I was working in this invisible cloud of toxins.
Yeah.
I had no idea, but my naturopathic doctor was trained to look at the whole picture, and that was amazing. And it was that idea of, when I had gone to alternative medicine, they were using more natural methods, right? But it wasn't really looking at the this. It's when I learned about this healing force, life force within us and within all living creatures. And you teach a lot about this in your resources about all the phytonutrients of food. And you have a book coming up that's going to talk about that.
Yeah.
That I'm excited for. And so I got to really learn.
And Yoda talks about it too in Star Wars, right?
Okay.
The Force.
Right? That's right, the Force.
So it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. You can't escape. It's that force that keeps our bodies striving for life. It keeps our cells replicating and respiring. And I never thought of my body in that way before. So before, everything had been, instead of looking toward nature, had been going against nature. So you have this symptom. And instead of seeing the symptom as your body's effort to heal, right? You have a runny nose because your body's trying to get rid of something, or you have diarrhea because your body's trying to flush something out. All the medicine I had been exposed to, and I think what really helps promote disease, especially chronic disease, is this anti-nature. And so we see that in antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, antidepressants, antipyretics. And, you know, we're afraid of these symptoms. You know, when we come up with a fever, the first thing we do is we're afraid of the fever and we shut it down. And we don't think about how that might be pushing the pathology maybe further into our body, further into our life force. So that was what set this experience apart from any other for me, was really learning to understand that my body can heal, I can listen to my body, and my doctor can work with my body to help those natural systems that are trying to heal to work with them instead of against them, and then use supplements, vitamins, herbs to also help rebuild my body in any way that it's been depleted.
Do you think you would have had children if not for naturopathic medicine?
I don't think so. And I actually had an endocrinologist tell me, because my hormone levels were so low, that she didn't think I ever would. And that was probably the worst part of it, because as I moved through the naturopathic medicine and I was feeling good again, I was feeling healthy, I had started NDNR. That was one area, Dr. Murray, that I still hadn't resolved. I had been on this naturopathic lifestyle for 5 or 6 years, and that was the one area that I had not been able to see resolved, was the fertility issue, and it was painful.
Yeah.
It was painful. But that's where the whole, you know, find the cause, came in, and there were some tweaks that needed to happen, and sometimes healing takes time. And also, when you think of the mind-body-spirit connection, there were some things that, and my naturopathic doctor helped me with this, there were some things I had to let go of in order to kind of create that space. I'm not saying that's the whole reason for my infertility, but my prior career was one of those things. I had to, when I started NDNR, I was staying in my old career plus doing NDNR, burning the candle at both ends. I was afraid to let go of one in case the new one didn't take off.
Right.
And it was that fear, and I think that stress, and really not creating that space for something new to come in. And so that's another beautiful thing about naturopathic medicine, is that mind, body, and spirit connection is all part of it. And so I really was treated as a whole being.
That's great. And you had two beautiful daughters to show for it, right?
It's fantastic, yes. And they're healthy, and it's great.
I know that you're a big fan of the basic tenets of naturopathic medicine, and I think they just make really good sense. But I've never really talked to a patient, someone that's not involved in the profession. What's your feelings? Are they as beautiful to you as they are to us?
Oh, I think so, because they impacted my life in such profound ways that I try to live my life according to those principles. So first, do no harm is the one I like to start with, because it's simple, but we live in a complicated world. And like we mentioned a minute ago, to work with your body and to be gentle with your body. You know, it's like that power versus force. Your body has this natural force inside of it, and we don't want to work against it. And naturopathic doctors always first use the most gentle, less invasive therapies or procedures as they need to. I hadn't encountered that in medicine before. It's like, you have a migraine, let's give you this tricyclic antidepressant that, you know, let's just hit it hard and not think about the repercussions of how it's going to affect the rest of your body. And what's, you know, we have, you know, the statistics are all over the place, but 870,000 iatrogenic deaths per year in the United States alone. I mean, you wrote a book about...
Yeah, what the drug companies won't tell you and your doctor doesn't know. It's pretty shocking.
It is. It's shocking. And those numbers don't even account for maybe chronic disease that's furthered by those types of therapies. So we're just talking about deaths, not illness or reduced quality of life. So to surround myself with physicians that are like a team of coaches that want to either get you healthy if you're sick or to keep you healthy by using that first do no harm. And I would like this quote that I heard. So some people attribute first do no harm to the Hippocratic Oath. Some people say it doesn't come from there. But Hippocrates did say this: with regard to healing the sick, I will devise and order for them the best diet, and I will take care that they suffer no hurt or damage. That was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So it was very smart. And I try to raise my kids in that way too. You know, you have to know when to say no sometimes to things that are popular, because you want to make sure your children aren't living a life of harm.
Yeah.
So identify and treat the cause was something that offered so much relief for me, because, you know, early on in my experience, no one was really doing that. They were just basically saying, you know, what are your symptoms, and trying to figure out, again, what box to put that in.
Yeah. What biochemical Band-Aid to put on the wound, on the symptom.
Right. Exactly. Yes. So, you know, and a Band-Aid is just covering it up. So I see doctors as detectives, and, you know, they take the time. Again, that can't happen in a 7 to 12 minute office visit, but to treat the cause is to work with your body's natural, again, healing systems, and just promote health that way. Help your body along. There's that therapeutic order that they start with the, you know, the least harmful and the least forceful, and treating the cause is something that just doesn't happen in medicine all the time.
No. And you know, I think part of identifying the cause is recognizing the obstacles. You know, for some people, it may be maybe they're doing everything with their diet and lifestyle right, but maybe they've got a rotten attitude, or they got a bad attitude about certain things, or maybe somebody's doing everything right, but they've been exposed to a toxic chemical, and that's disrupting their enzyme system. So I think part of identifying and treating the cause is removing obstacles, and that makes medicine challenging at times, but it's beautiful when it all comes together. And it's such a stark contrast to the conventional approach. Like, you know, I like the example of osteoarthritis, the most common form of arthritis. The naturopathic approach is to identify the issue that's leading to that degeneration of cartilage and give the body the support it needs to heal. The drug approach is to use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or aspirin or Celebrex. And what these drugs do is they suppress the pain and inflammation, but they actually promote further degeneration of that joint. So it's a classic example of a drug suppressing the symptoms but promoting the progression of the disease, because the drugs are not addressing the cause. You don't get a headache because you're deficient in aspirin. You don't get depressed because you need vitamin Prozac. And you certainly don't need ibuprofen if you're suffering from osteoarthritis. So that's my little spiel on.
Yeah, and those are fantastic examples, because, you know, like you mentioned, inflammation is something that you hear about all the time in the medical literature, but not very often are they talking about what's causing that inflammation, right?
Beautiful. Yeah, you know, diet, even thoughts and attitude can create inflammation. I know that sounds wacky, but there's scientific evidence that supports that. So, we have to address and treat the cause. That's your number two, huh?
I definitely agree with you about the attitude, because, like I said, for my fertility issues, it wasn't just the medicine. It was also, you know, my spirit, my thoughts, healing things, letting go, and that was important too. The healing power of nature is just probably my favorite. And, you know, a lot of these kind of run into each other, because part of the healing power of nature is not doing harm, removing those obstacles to cure. But we have really moved away from living in alignment with nature. And we are natural beings. I mean, science is very important. But when we think about science, to me, it seems like we're either trying to replicate something that's happening in nature, or explain something that's happening in nature, or, like your examples with drugs, trying to conquer something that's happening in nature, right? So from a patient's perspective, some ways that I was taught by my naturopathic doctors to live in harmony with nature and to really harness that healing power of nature is to live with nature's rhythm. So sleep, for example, you know, the sun rising and setting is a modulator of our hormones, melatonin. Our sleep-wake cycle is really important to our immune system. I mean, you know a lot more about this than I do, but I try to live my life that way. And things, you know, we get busy and we don't live in a perfect world, but there's always that reminder to get back in tune with nature. Eating in season is another way that I like to harness the healing power of nature. And you have a lot of information about this, about nutrition and eating fresh and wild and healthy food. And we know that wild foods and foods that are grown organically and biodynamically have more nutrients, more phytonutrients. And, you know, anybody can grow food. You know, even if you don't have a backyard, you can grow a container garden, right, with fresh herbs and make your own teas. So the healing power of nature for me is living in alignment with nature as much as possible, and recognizing that, you know, food is information, food is medicine, and that's where I try to start every day. You know, clean, healthy water, fresh food. And, you know, where in nature can you find refined sugar, right? So I try, instead of thinking of it as you have to let go of something, I try to think of myself as embracing nature.
Yeah, I like that.
So the next one is the doctor as teacher. And you could talk about this better than I could. But, you know.
Well, not necessarily, because you're on the other side. You've been, you're just a glowing example of someone who responded to the teachings from a naturopath. Yeah.
I feel so grateful to the teachers that I have, and I want so much to give back and teach others about it as much as I can. But when a physician is a teacher, then it puts the responsibility also on the patient. And it gives the patient, it empowers the patient, because when you learn and understand, like if you're just told, okay, you have these headaches, I'm going to give you this prescription, you can't really do anything differently. But if a doctor explains to you, this is the physiology, this is how, for instance, maybe this is how your gut and your brain talk to each other, and this is how this is affected, and this is what we can do, and this is why, then the patient is empowered to make better choices, and there's a better outcome as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So a good doctor and naturopathic doctors, they're teachers, they're influencers, they're coaches, and that is really at the heart of medicine. And also, I believe that when a patient knows more, then they are empowered to make their own choices, because you have to listen to your body. And just because a doctor says, you're diagnosed with this and this is what we need to do, you have to listen to yourself and figure out if that resonates and ask questions. And I think that if you go to a doctor that doesn't really want you to ask questions, which happened to me many times,
oh, yeah,
they just are like, look, you know, I'm the doctor. I mean, that's happened to me before. And then you just, I think medicine should be more like a service industry, right?
Yeah.
This third party kind of gets in the way. I'm talking about insurance companies, dictates how a doctor can practice medicine. Kind of going off on a little bit of a tangent, I guess, but then the doctor loses power and the patient loses power. And I think when you just have a one-on-one relationship with a doctor as your teacher, then you can make the best decisions for yourself.
You know, Razi, in my clinical experience, the patients that were in the worst shape were the ones that were the most compliant. And on the flip side, there were times when people were pretty good health, but maybe they had a chronic issue. It would be hard for them to make little changes that would make all the difference in the world. But sometimes asking people that are really sick to make huge changes, they'll do that in a heartbeat, because they have that intent, that desire, the will to get better. And how do you know that's where I that's my that's what I have to get better at, is figuring out. I can lay out a plan. It's making that plan mean something to the patient. Now, what was your motivation? Just because you felt so crummy and you wanted to feel better?
Well, yeah, I mean, gosh, that is a fantastic question. What was my motivation? Yeah, I had so many things that I wanted to do. You know, I mean, it had been, you know, my desire since a little girl to have children. And so I thought, gosh, just going on disability and people that I knew that, you know, I went to a few support groups for people that had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and these people were in sorry shape, and they just had their, you know, fentanyl lollipops or their pain patches, and they sat in a circle and just felt like there was no hope or complained. And mm-hmm. And that terrified me. I wanted to do something more for my life. I mean, not necessarily something big.
No, no. You wanted to live. That's not living.
That's right.
You wanted to live.
Inside me was like, hey, don't forget about me. So
I took you off topic there.
Oh, no,
Did we cover all the tenets?
So prevention is the last one.
Yeah.
And that really fits in fantastically with doctor as teacher, because the doctor can teach you. And by taking a careful and thoughtful assessment, getting to know you, looking at your family history and risk factors and your overall constitution, they can help you to prevent illness. Like in the upcoming Natural Cancer Prevention Summit,
right.
You know, that you're, I'm so excited that you're there as well,
yeah.
That, you know, 90 to 95% of cancers are due to environmental, lifestyle, nutrition, risk factors. There's only a small percentage that are due to genetics. And we also know that genes are not the end all,
right?
So how does the saying go that the genes load the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger? Is that right?
I love that. That's good. Another analogy is that our genes are like a computer. They're the hardware. And the software is our diet, lifestyle, attitude, and environmental factors, things that we can largely control.
That's better. That's less violent than the gun analogy. But so prevention is the best cure. You know, preventing disease really needs to be what we look at. And there is a movement towards that. People like you and participants of this summit and naturopathic doctors. But there's still this attitude that science is going to create something that's going to conquer this illness, right? And we know that that's not really true. And like, when you think of like the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine,
yeah,
that she, you know, after two decades of being the journal of that very prestigious scientific medical journal, she came to the fact to, I actually can read to you what she said, because I love this. She says, it's simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that's published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion. So, I mean, science has its place, but we can't be ignorant of that we have to follow nature, that we're natural beings, and that everything can't be answered by science. Science can't tell us what this vital force is, right? We can look at anything, you can believe in creationism or the Big Bang, but still no one can really explain what this life force is. So we have to live in harmony with nature. We have to be gentle to ourselves. And I think it's a great idea to not wait until you're sick to see a naturopathic doctor. You can go to a naturopathic doctor and say, you know, my grandmother suffered from this, my mother suffered from this. How can I help myself avoid some of these issues? How can I help my children grow up healthy and be proactive in your healthcare?
That's real prevention. We've had some of the world's experts in terms of real prevention and medical doctors, some of which are involved in mainstream conventional medicine circles, and they're in agreement with us. We're on the right path here. We're getting the word out, and I can just through your story, I can understand a little bit of why you do what you do. You're doing a great job, this summit is all about getting people inspired and educated on using natural medicine. And I thank you for what you've done with the Naturopathic Doctor News and Review, and what you're doing at the Natural Path, encouraging the public to take control of their health and take personal responsibility for their choices in life. That's really important. And then helping them with those choices, just, you know, looking at the facts. And the facts are really in our favor in terms of what we can do through diet, lifestyle, attitude, and getting rid of those environmental toxins.
That was beautifully said.
And you're living proof of that. As fantastic as your story is, and it's beautiful, you know, the sad thing is there are a lot of people out there that have kind of just given up and have accepted that, oh, I'm disabled, I've got a debilitating illness. They don't really know what it is, but I can't function in the world. That's what's sad, and it doesn't have to be that way. We've got to get those people fired up and taking charge and making changes in their lives to turn things around.
That's right, doctor is teacher.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we really appreciate you spending the time with us here today. I want to encourage everybody to get to thenatpath.com. That's short for the natural path. There you can find about natural and preventive medicine and kind of keep up with what Razzie's doing to get everybody encouraged and educated on the power of nature. And Razzie has a free gift for all of us today. It's an ebook called The 10 Healing Secrets of the Mind. Can you tell us a little bit about this ebook?
Yes, so this is an anthology of really powerful ways that you can learn to harness the power of your mind and to make that mind-body connection to help you not only stay centered, reduce stress, but and look at some of the disconnections that might be happening in your lifestyle, within your body, in your relationships to yourself, to your health, to others, with food. And this is really an anthology of the best from the last 10 years of publishing Naturopathic Doctor News and Review. And I'm really excited to be able to share that with everyone.
Oh, I'm gonna get it. That
great.
Sounds great. Razzie, thank you again for being on with us today. We really appreciate you sharing your time, your energy, your story, and your heart. And thanks to all you viewers out there. Just a reminder, if you want to purchase the upgrade package, it's discounted today from $197 down to just $97 right now. And with the upgrade package, you'll be able to download and listen at your convenience to over 24 hours of the trainings. You'll get transcripts of each talk and all of the speakers' bonuses, lots of great, useful, practical information. Just click the order link below this recording. Once again, thanks again for joining our Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit and making optimal health a priority in your life. I look forward to connecting with you on the next session. God bless.